WMIE.
You have tuned in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church, President of Celebration Marketplace Ministries, and author of Make Life Work in a Fast-Paced World. And here's Pastor Beckford.
Welcome back to Make Your Day Count with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor at Celebration Tabernacle, and Assistant Pastor Diane Robinson. How are you this morning, Diane?
Excellent. Good morning to you.
Oh, God is a good God,
yes,
isn't he?
Is. Yes, he is.
It's a great day this morning. And to all our listeners who tune in at this time, we're here to encourage you as we are studying this question and finding the answer to this life question, who am I?
Who am I? And we found out yesterday that we are God's creation. We are his workmanship. We are stamped. We are approved by heaven. We are approved by God, and we are sent into this earth realm to manifest a vision. We're here on assignment. We are ambassadors for Christ Jesus. God is pleading through our lives for the souls of others. It is important for us to be reconciled on to God.
It's so awesome that we must know who we are.
Yes.
Why we're here.
Yes, because the enemy is after our identity.
Exactly.
And when we're living outside of our purpose, we feel unfulfilled.
That's exactly right. And we go through a day struggling. Mm-hmm. We lack the confidence. But when we know who we are, why we're here, what we're supposed to do, then we can go through a day full of confidence.
Yes.
And as we said yesterday in our teaching, that God has his stamp in us.
Yes.
We are made in God's image.
Yes. Approved by God.
By God. His stamp is on us. And we gave the analogy and the example that Apple computer carried their image.
Yes.
It's on every Apple product you buy. You see their image, their stamp, their logo. That means their reputation is on that program, that product. So they designed the product to work.
Yes.
They want it to work. Because when it works, then they have this great reputation that whatever they build, works.
And they want to return on their product. They want to return on everything that they put in, all the work that they put into that product. They want to return on it. And God wants a return on the gifts, on the talents, of all the unique things that he put in each of us as individuals and corporately as a body. God is looking for a return. He put talents in you, child of God. Today we are making our day
count.
Look for opportunities. The Bible says that all creation bears his name. Look for opportunities on today to glorify the Father in all that you do.
If we want to go to Colossians, let's look at the scripture because we are Bible-based teachers.
Yes, Colossians chapter 1, verse 16. For by him all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created through him and for him.
What a tremendous scripture.
Yes.
An assurance as we get up this morning to go about our daily activity, to know that all things were created by God.
Yes, visible and invisible. So there are invisible things that we are sent to make visible by doing the work of the Word of God.
Amen. And I want to say another, like we said in church, say amen.
Amen.
Say amen to that.
It's the word, the word that brings the invisible into the visible realm. It's the word of faith. It's the word of God that makes the invisible visible. It's in the doing. People see what you don't see what you think. They see what you do. So it's the doing of the work of the word. And the Bible says that that one will be blessed in what he does.
Watch this. The Bible says, my people perish for lack of understanding.
Yes.
And I believe when we don't understand, who am I? Why am I here? Then our life become meaningless. My life, your life will be meaningless if we don't understand. Who am I?
Who am I? Amen. Who
am
I?
Why am I here?
And in Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 5, it says, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I sanctified you. I ordained you a prophet to the nations, which means he set us apart. He ordained us as a prophet to the nations. A prophet is one who speaks the word of God. So when we go back to Colossians chapter 1, verse 16, and we're talking about making the invisible visible, it becomes visible by the word. Just like when God created the world, the invisible became visible through the word. God said it, then he saw it, and he declared it is good. The same with all of us. It was already said. The vision was already said before we were in our mother's womb. It was already said, and he saw you, and he said, you are good. He stamped you good.
Good. And in Genesis, he says, the power, I release power unto you that you have dominion. You take what? Dominion over all things.
Yes.
In this earth.
Yes.
Therefore, my life today should be a life of dominion.
A life of power.
A life of power.
Yep. In James chapter 1, verse 16, 17, and 18, it says, do not be deceived, my beloved brethren. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning. Of his own will, he brought us forth by the word of truth, that we might be a kind of first fruits of his creatures.
Amen.
Amen.
So write this down out there, that you are created by God, therefore you have divine backing.
Yes.
Heaven is backing you and I today in this earth realm. And Pastor Dye, you spoke so eloquently that we are God ambassador in the earth realm.
Yes.
So, earth, we are sent in this earth to represent God.
Yes, and we cannot shrink back in fear. We must do all that the Spirit leads us. Everything that is assigned unto us, our portion.
So today, what we need to do today is to reflect God on earth.
Yes.
That's what my life. And that's what the devil, the enemy, is trying to do, to block the reflection of God in my life on this earth realm.
Yeah, thy kingdom come.
Thy will be done on earth
as it already is in heaven.
So heaven has to link up with earth. And the only way heaven can link up with the earth is through our life.
Yes.
When we're reflecting who God really is. I get this question all the time. Who is God? Who God really is? Is there a God? I don't know. That's what the people says. And they ask me as a pastor, do you really believe that there is a God? Because if there is a God, why are all these things happening? Why are all these things happening? And here we're trying to find some answers this morning using the word of God, that God has already given you and I the power, and he gave us the manual, as we said yesterday, that the Bible is God's book. is God's manual for us to use to operate our lives.
Yes.
And then we can reflect God on earth, in the earth realm.
Yes. Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1, it says, "Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you." So we can't get it twisted. It's not our light. It's his light that rises upon us. It's his glory that comes upon us. And we're called to just submit to God. Submit. We come up under his mission. We come into submission. We come up under the mission of God.
We're going to take a break. We will be right back.
If you are new to the area or you are looking for a place to worship, come visit with us at Celebration Tabernacle Church, 1010 Dixon Boulevard in the city of Cocoa. Our Sunday service times are 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. Our children's ministry offers classes for ages 3 to 11 during both service times. At Celebration Tabernacle Church, you will encounter a room full of people such as yourself who want to worship God and hear a word to bring change to their life. You can also join us in our midweek worship service every Wednesday at 7 p.m. To learn more about Celebration Tabernacle Church, contact our administrative office at 321-638-0381 or visit our website at celebrationtabernaclechurch.com.
Welcome back. Make your day count.
Yes, make your day count.
We're going to make our day count today, Pastor Dye. And I hope all our listeners that are tuning in are going to make your day count. And we are helping you to make your day count because God has given us this day. Watch this. This is the day that the Lord has made. And we will what?
Be glad.
Oh, and rejoice in it.
Yes.
And we're going to be productive today. We're going to go out and do some good stuff today.
Yes.
Because we have today. Tomorrow is not given unto us. Therefore, we got this day, and we know we are in the earth realm to reflect God's glory, God's power, God's love. Oh, I'm enjoying this.
Yeah, one time God had gave me an illustration to do with a mirror, and when we turn the mirror onto our own face and we look at ourselves, we're limited. But if we turn that mirror around, that mirror reflects the light of God. It radiates light. If you hold a mirror in a room, it's going to start reflecting light around. So we have to turn our face onto our Father, reflect the glory of God. Let that light radiate through the room. Let the light of God illuminate on us. Therefore, when we go into a place where there's darkness, it must flee because it cannot comprehend the light.
If I be lifted up,
yes,
I will draw all men. So let us go out today and lift up Jesus Christ.
And make your day count.
Out.
Thank you for tuning in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church in the beautiful city of Cocoa. For more information on this broadcast, please contact us at 321-638-0381. Tune in tomorrow to hear more about how you can make your day count.
Brevard County's Praise and Worship Station, your radios are tuned in to WMIE 91.5 FM.
This is Morning Breath, your drive time devotion sure to jumpstart your day. With Pastor Dan Stahlbaum of East Coast Christian Center, Morning Breath starts now.
Good morning. Welcome to the program. This beautiful Tuesday, July 2nd. This is a Morning Breath. We're a drive time devotion sure to jumpstart your day. You get your day jump-started by spending time with the Lord. What we do is we read a chapter of the Bible, spend some time with Jesus, and then we come down to the studios here at the Merritt Island campus of East Coast Christian Center. We read the chapter on the air, and then we talk about wherever God leads us in the chapter. That's why we call it Morning Breath. We believe God to breathe on his word. That's what the Bible says. Every word of God is God breathed. And so we want God to speak to us today, and we're trusting him to do that. I keep saying we. because my co-host, I have a co-host, and my co-host today is Pastor Christian Hurston. How you doing?